Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting 7th. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is hit by the pitch. Temple moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor bunts towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Callison strikes out. There goes Taylor. The throw from Bateman to Lillis, and Taylor is out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Goss takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lillis is thrown out after the base hit. Goss moves to third. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Culp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Dalrymple trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Callison reaches second base with a double. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Callison moves to third. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Covington reaches second base with a double. Callison scores. Gonzalez scores. It's 2-0, Phillies. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Covington moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dalrymple is walked intentionally. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Covington tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Phillies. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Staubs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a line drive into right field. Staubs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Covington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Covington strikes out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seavers is 0-for-2 in the game. Seavers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Hoke goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Phillies. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dalrymple scores. Wine moves to second. It's 5-0, Phillies. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Culp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callison bunts towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Covington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Covington hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 6-0, Phillies. Roy Seavers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seavers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seavers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Seavers reaches second base with a double. Covington goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Phillies. Conrad Cardinal now pitching. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive towards short. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Hartman pinch hits for Conrad Cardinal. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hartman hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. J.C. Hartman now playing shortstop. Bob Lillis now playing second base. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dalrymple is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Wine covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.